So how many of you have used duct tape? So what have you used it for? Everything? What have you used it for, Ron?
Heating and air conditioning.
Heating and air, that's what it's supposed to be used for, right?
Taping my suitcases.
Taping suitcases together. What else?
We taped a tablecloth.
A tablecloth together?
Blowing.
Oh, yeah, tape them down, yes, so they don't blow away. What else?
Have you... Hemmed a skirt.
Hemmed a skirt with duct tape? Okay, what else?
Art?
Your son's soccer shoes?
Skateboard
shoes, okay.
I decorated my shoes.
You decorated your shoes with duct tape. Well, you're unique.
A wife silencer.
You're in trouble, buddy. Even on Father's Day, you're in trouble. So there's a lot of uses for duct tape. And just like a lot of things in life, when we see something, if we're taught that this is what it is, then many times just believe that's what it is. But there are uses for everything, multiple uses for everything, and multiple resources available in everything. And there's a reason for that. The way I see it is that life calls us to be resourceful. And I like to think of it this way, resourceful, source meaning God, God as our source, capital S, and full of that sense of that connection so that we can apply it again and again and again. Sometimes when we're praying for something and we get the answer, we sort of stop our prayer efforts. But if we would keep that intensity of prayer, that intensity of focus on that presence and power of God, there's many ways that our lives could be expanded and moved ahead for us. And so it's important for us to look at it and to recognize that if we look at it that this way, that we can see that God is everywhere and really see that God provides a blessing in all things. Now, that doesn't mean that as it shows up, it may look like a blessing. But within that experience is an opportunity for us to draw from that source that is God something greater, something that makes a difference, something that is a blessing. And another way of looking at this is to use the idea of metaphor, just as duct tape's the metaphor for what I'm going to talk about today, to see each thing as a metaphor that's pointing us to this resourcing in God, this resourcing ourselves to that fullness of God in our lives. So my lesson is called Duct Tape Lessons for Dads, but it's not just for dads. It's, again, it's, I like the alliteration of duct and dads. And one of the verses that I found was from Proverbs. My son, listen to your father's instructions and don't forsake your mother's teachings. So again, it's to recognize that our information comes from many different directions and we need to honor those sources in our lives. And again, another way that we language it in English is that necessity is the mother of invention. And so to recognize that when we need something, it calls forth something. If we don't give up and say, oh, I don't have it, but a need can call forth a greater experience in our lives if we're open to that source in life. And our scripture today points to the same things. Your father knows what you need before you ask him. That father, again, being a metaphor for that living presence of God. And thinking about, you know, before Jesus came along, the way that the Jews talked about God, they didn't even use the name of God, Yahweh. They would use Adonai, which means the Lord. And so they saw God as this big Lord, this king up in the sky. Jesus came along and said, no, God is our Father. In fact, the word that he used that's usually translated in English as Father can be also translated as Beloved. And remember when he says, what's the most important commandment? To love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind and soul and strength. So he invited us into this saying that there's this presence and power of love in the universe that already knows what you need. And in another place he says, has already given it to you. And so the invitation is for us to find those resources and to put them to work in our lives. And duct tape is one of those resources. And just to give you a little bit about the history of it, during World War II, the military needed a tough waterproof adhesive to seal ammunition cases and other containers. And so they went to a division of Johnson & Johnson, Permacell, and asked them to come up with it. And so they started out with a strip of cotton mesh that they put a polyurethane sealant on the other side, making it waterproof. And according to tradition, and there's different traditions about how it got its name, that because water rolled off of it like water off the back of a duck, it was called duct tape. And when I grew up, we called it not duct tape, we called it duct tape. You know, that's what we called it. And so that's how I knew it. And so it was used for ammunition cases to seal them up. But it found other applications to mend boots, patch holes in tents, strap equipment to jeeps and tanks. And then it began to be used after World War II for sealing air conditioning ducts. And that's how it got the name duct tape and its color, you know, to match the aluminum that most of it was made out of. And then from there it went on. Here's some other information. The Apollo 13 astronauts, when they were having trouble, used it to improvise a life-saving carbon dioxide filter. And so it's standard equipment on the space shuttle and the International Space Station. And according to a testimonial on one of the websites, mechanics once used duct tape to temporarily patch a small hole in the windshield of a passenger jet. And you said you saw a video of a guy who was up in Alaska in a small plane that the bear ripped the canvas apart, and he basically taped his plane back together with duct tape. So it has amazing uses. I was working at a YOU conference one time, and the other head male sponsor and I, and we were something was broken. He said, "Oh, get some 100 mile an hour tape." And I go, 100 mile an hour tape? He says, "Yeah, duct tape." I said, "Why do you call it 100 mile an hour tape?" He says, "Because in Vietnam," he was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam, "and they would use duct tape to repair the helicopters, and it would stay on as long as they stayed below 100 miles an hour. Once they got 100 miles an hour, then it would, you know, the wind would rip it off. So it was called 100 mile an hour tape. It has those uses there. So again, very practical. Again, I've used it to repair shovel handles and, you know, all kinds of things. And so we recognize that there's this blessing that's there. But I want to think of you. You remember MacGyver, who would always, you know, improvise stuff. I want you to be a metaphysical MacGyver, and to recognize that you have resources. And duct tape symbolizes these resources that we have. We have inner and outer tools that are available to us. So duct, D-U-C-T, is going to be our acronym for this morning. So the D stands for draw on infinite wisdom. And again, the scripture says that the Father knows what you need before you ask. And so when we recognize that God is our source, and that's what we stick to, and so that's our first duct tape illustration, is that we want to stick to the main things. What's the main thing? The main thing is God. How many times do we remember that during the day? Sometimes not very often. But when we do remember that God is the main thing, it makes all the difference in the world, because again, we have this resource that's available to us. Like, oh, I've got spirit. I've got the living presence of God. I've got infinite wisdom. I've got divine mind. I've got strength that I can draw on. And so duct tape represents that, keeping us sticking to what it is that's important, that's going to be helping us as we move through life. I love the phrase I read recently. This one couple was talking about their relationship, and they had gone through some difficult times, as most relationships do from time to time. And at one point, they were going through a different time in the relationship, and the woman said to the husband, "I don't know why you stay with me." And he said, "You're stuck with me." And that was his way of saying, "I'm here. I'm here for the long haul. I'm here for the difficult times as well as the easy times. You know, you're stuck with me." And so what a wonderful way to think about, you know, being in relationship with someone, being able to say to them, you know, "You're stuck with me. You know, you're not going to get rid of me just because you're in a bad mood today. You know, that's not going to push me away. I'm here for the long haul." And that's the thing with God. God's always with us. We're stuck with God. You know, "Oh, too bad, huh?" You know, we have that living presence. And again, it's up to us to remember and to stick with that so that it's moving us in life, because God is always inspiring us to adapt and recreate, because that's what life calls on. Does life unfold the way that we want it? Do you get all of your goals in the order and the way that you want them specified? We don't, do we? So life shows up. We go, what do I do now? Well, you've got a resource. You have God with you in the midst of it. And so another part of that is that we can turn disappointment into divine appointment and say, okay, here's these things that happen. What is God going to do now? What's God going to show me now? What's God going to reveal in the midst of this? What are the resources that I haven't identified yet that are still invisible to my awareness that are already present that God has to work in my life and to bring them forth? And so that's the gift. That's the work that we can have in our lives. And again, to see that we're co-creators with God. In every moment, God has created us to be co-creators with God. I like the initials DI. Some of you may think that's drill instructor if you were in the forces. But to me, it's divine intelligence. There's this divine intelligence that pervades the universe. One way that we see it is in the periodic table. You know, the elements in the periodic table, that order that's there, any place in the universe that you are, that order is there. That intelligence permeates everything. That's just one way that we see it. And so it's recognizing if that divine intelligence is everywhere, it's right where you are. It's a resource to you. And as you stick to it and say, I'm going to call on that intelligence, I'm going to use that intelligence and make it work for me, then we'll find that it's working. So here's our affirmation for today. I am grateful as I use the resources that God provides. Let's say that together. I am grateful as I use the resources that God provides. So draw on divine wisdom and stick with it through the challenges, through the difficulties in life. The U stands for unleash ourselves from limitations. Because again, something happens and there's a part of our mind that immediately goes to, oh no, I knew that was going to happen. You know? And most of the time, you know, we're not that powerful to create things just the way we don't want them or do want them. It takes a process that unfolds through time and some effort that's there. One of the things, one of the speakers at the convention mentioned that at a music school, what they found out that depending on how many hours a person, a student practiced, would determine what level of performance they were. If someone practiced about 10,000 hours, that they would probably become a music teacher. If they practiced, I think it was 20,000 hours, they would probably become a professional musician of some kind. If they practiced 10,000 hours, they probably became a star, the headliner of the musician. This is classical music that they were doing in it. And so what's the difference between, you know, 22,000 hours and 10,000 hours? You know, that's a lot of work, a lot of practice. And so it's that recognizing that many times, you know, we'll be working on something and it's not working for us and we give up. Because we haven't put enough energy, we haven't put enough creativity, we haven't put enough of ourselves into it to get the results that it is that we're looking for. You know, I was like, Sig Paulson used to say that sometimes we think of God as being like a slot machine, you know, with the arm on the side called affirmation, and just, you know, pull the arm, affirmation, and out comes, you know, the gift, and it, you know, it doesn't work that way. And so what happens is many times we have tied our minds around limitations. Some of the versions of the Lord's Prayer that we use talk about unbinding ourselves and unbinding others from the way that we've seen that. And so to recognize that sometimes, you know, when you've taped something with duct tape, it doesn't last and you've got to retape. You know, you've got to reapply it to that experience. And so that's another part of this, is that when we look at problems, don't get stuck with it being a problem. What are the possibilities that are there? Yes, this isn't what I want, but what do you do want? Because we can stand around for hours and days and weeks and years and decades complaining about what we don't want and never put any energy into what it is that we do want. And so let's look at the possibilities and see that you know, that sometimes I may need to do this over. I may need to create it and come at it in a different way and to work just like, you know, this duct tape being called 100 mile an hour tape. Well, how did they figure out that it came off at 100 miles an hour? Well, they went 100 miles an hour and it came off. So what do they have to do? They have to stop and reapply. And so sometimes we find ourselves needing to do it over again, to reinvent ourselves or reinvent an experience, to re-engineer something in a different way. And not to get stuck. I love the Einstein quote. I know I've used it before, and I know you're familiar with it. The significant problems we face can never be solved at the level of thinking that created them. I remember the first time reading that going, well, now I understand that. I never saw it that way before, but obviously that's true, because the level of thinking that created the problem is going to keep making that same experience. And so I have to come at it from a different way. I have to reinvent my thinking, re-engineer what I'm doing in life. And so if we're in the midst of a situation that's not the way that we want, rather than just investing 10,000 hours in what it is that we don't want, invest that energy and that attention in unleashing ourselves and moving towards the possibilities. So the C in duct tape stands for having a can-do attitude. And here another attribute of duct tape: be strong yet flexible. It really is amazing what you can do with duct tape. You know, what it'll apply it to itself and the shapes that it will take. I've seen people fix their musical instruments with it. Yeah, so it can be done all kinds of things. And so the key is here that we're going to face challenges, but we don't need to be stopped by them. Sometimes when we experience something that to us looks like chaos or even just change, we sort of freeze in the midst of that. You know, because we talk about one of the traditional responses to stress is, you know, fight or flight, but freeze is another one of those traditional responses that we have, you know, in that reptilian part of our brain. And so it's to recognize that when those things happen, move into it and say, well, we can do this. You know, who was the guy, Larry the Cable Man, you know, get her done. Yeah, just get her done, just do it, just get in there and do it. Have that attitude that yes, it can make a difference in life. And again, we have to be creative with that. There was a dad that was asked by the mother to keep an eye on their little child that was just about a year old. And the child was upstairs in the room, and he went up there, and you know, the kid was asleep, so he went downstairs to read the paper. Well, a little bit later, he heard this thump, 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 and saw his kid at the bottom of the stairs, and he says, "Mom, Julie just took 24 steps." So we have to be creative in how we apply ourselves to the challenges of life. So one of the things that again, particularly with this can-do attitude, and particularly when thinking in terms of duct tape, is that for us to give up the need for perfection. How many of you are perfect? Not me. And you think you are, Larry. We've talked to her, we know. So we recognize that what's more important than perfection is usefulness. You know, it's like I remember when I mentioned repairing a shovel handle with duct tape. It wasn't perfect, but it was useful for the moment. I needed to get the work done. And it's like later on I replaced the handle, but that was years later because the duct tape held for quite a while. You know, and so it was useful, and that was what was important, not the way it looked. I mean, you don't care how a shovel looks, you care that it does the job. And so even in other aspects of our lives, to recognize that don't let yourself get stopped by what it isn't, but what can it do? What's available for it to do? And again, that sense of resourcefulness, that sense of accomplishment that we get from that, then leads us to the T in duct tape, which is being thankful, giving thanks. And again, recognizing that we are not perfect, you know. Our human expression is not perfect, but we're connected to something that's pretty amazing. We're connected to life, and when we feel that sense of being connected to life and express that, again, its expression may not be perfect, but it can still be pretty nice. And we can be grateful for that and celebrate those moments that when we see that, and celebrate the cleverness and the creativity and the ingenuity that we see in ourselves and others, and say, hey, that was pretty neat. I was talking with someone the other day, and they were talking about something that they'd seen happen, and they said, "Now, I would have said that that's awesome." She says, "But I think that word is overused, so now I use the word brilliant." You know, that was brilliant. And again, think about what that word brilliant is about. It's referring to light, isn't it? You know, when something is brilliant, it has this light to it, which again points us back to God. God as that source of infinite light that's available to us. And so when we're recognizing that something is a blessing, when we're recognizing that something has worked, and we say brilliant, we're saying, thank you, God. We're acknowledging that source and going back to connect with it in our lives. And so, again, there are inner resources and outer resources, and when we stand and live from gratitude, then we accelerate our experience of those and the way that we can then bring them forth in greater ways in our lives. And an important part of this, giving thanks, is to give thanks for the things that are temporary, because some things are, to give thanks for the things that are long-term, and to give thanks for the things that are eternal, and recognize the difference between those. That you may have an experience that's temporary. Well, celebrate it while you're having that experience. Don't be worried about it. It's not going to last forever, because there's a lot of things that don't. If you're in a long-term experience that's working for you, then celebrate that. Don't just be, oh yeah, it's nice, we've been together, 41 years. Well, they're celebrating that, they're celebrating that wonderful experience. And it's the same thing to celebrate those things that are eternal and realize that as we give thanks, there's this wonderful energy that we're connected with in our duct tape experience. When Meredith and I were moving from our previous house into the house that we have now, Rob Hardesty volunteered to help us do some packing. And so at the point that he was able to come over, we'd packed pretty much everything else except for the garage. And so as we were packing, and I've got stuff that I've collected, because I worked in a hardware store. So it's like there's, I've got screws and nails, and I've got, parts for the cars and, light bulbs and, just all kinds of stuff. And we're packing them in boxes. He says, "You've got enough stuff to open your own hardware store." I said, "Yeah, isn't it great?" Because I use that stuff. Something breaks and I've got something that I can use. It may not be what it was made for. It may not be, but I can make it work. There's many times when the neighbors have come over and said, "Oh, this just happened." I said, "I've got just the thing." And so it's recognizing that those wonderful things that are available to us when we recognize that there's this ingenuity of spirit that's available to us, this mind of God that wants to work through us in creative ways. And duct tape is just, one of the ways. And again, one of the things I like about duct tape now, it comes in different colors. it's not just the silver. This is my son, when he was in the Army, brought me this olive drab duct tape that they use in the Army. And I was someplace and I found this red duct tape, which I use when we have our regional Unity conferences. I'm the AV technician for them. I bring the screen and the projector and the laptop and help with the microphones and everything. And so when I'm laying cable for different places, I use red duct tape so that people can see that there's a cable there. And then if they trip on it, at least they saw it ahead of time. So and it comes in stripes, it comes in polka dots, it comes in all kinds of different colors now. Because people have found all kinds of uses for it. It's a wonderful thing. And so it's just, think of God as the foundation of that resource. There's all kinds of ways that living presence and power and love and wisdom and joy and peace of God can be connected with and put into work in our lives. One person said that duct tape is like the Force in Star Wars. It has both a light and dark side, and it holds the universe together. So what are the duct tape lessons for dads, for all of us? Stick to what's important. Stick to that presence of God. Recognize that you may need to reapply, because things don't always work out the way that we want. We may need to reconnect ourselves, disconnect from something so that we can redo something in another way. Know that that presence is there to help us get it done, that we can have that can-do attitude to face whatever it is. And to give thanks, even when things aren't just the way we want them, but they're better than they were. Have that attitude of gratitude. And you will find that as life happens, Spirit is with you to be creative, to be ingenious, that life calls us to be resourceful. God provides those blessings in all things. Let us give thanks in prayer. Thank you, God. Thank you for that awareness of creativity, of rising not to challenges, but above challenges, with a sense of purpose, a sense of renewal, a sense of reinventing and re-engineering ourselves and the things of life around us. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen.